The following program, The Russ Belville Show, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate to the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate any illegal activity and encourage all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers on The Russ Belville Show are their own, and The Russ Belville Show cannot be held legally responsible for their validity or reliability. Viewer discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it,
and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization. To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
I hear you had a question for me.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
We love it. All right, good day, Tokers and Tokettes. Welcome. We made it to the weekend. It's Friday, May 24th, 2013, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. And in kind of a sad, bittersweet note, it is our last show here at Rolla J Studios at this particular location. There'll be a new studio we're going to be setting up this summer at Rolla Tide Studios. You'll get your first look on Tuesday. But yeah, this is the last day here. We're here with Brian the Red, and kind of bittersweet, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's been a great time. We've had a lot of good shows. This is show number 201 of the Independent Russ Belville Show, so I'm just glad I could be part of most of those 201 shows.
Thank you so much for being a part of them, and thank you for being supporters and helping us stay on the air. And in our radical rant today, we're just going to take some time to reminisce and talk a little bit about where we've been and where we're going, so stick around for that. Also on today's show, it's the fourth Friday, and that means it's time for Danny Danko, but Danny is actually off to Amsterdam. Oh, no, so we couldn't make the show, but we do have new video from Danny Danko in High Times on LED lighting technology. You know, that's been kind of a developing technology, and the early versions weren't very popular. Maybe that technology's changed a little bit. We'll get the latest from Danny Danko. Also, a retrospective on the U.S. Cannabis Cup, a nice expanded edition for you in our little High Time segment. Also on the show today, behind the headlines, we're going to take a look at the Adam 2 report that came out. Gil Kerlikowske, Gateway Gil, our drug czar, is trying to trump up these statistics to say marijuana leads to crime, and that's why we need to force everyone into rehab. We'll show you what they're leaving out of that report when we go behind the headlines. Herb Thrasher will be calling in for our Rockin' Friday tonight. We'll be getting a new song from The Separates. We've had The Individuals, now we have The Separates, so we'll get that in Rockin' Friday. But first, we have to do all of our 420 headline news, and in the news, of course, yesterday were the raids in Southern Oregon. We've got updates on the charges that are pending. Actress Amanda Bynes is arrested for bong tossing, I take it. A new report coming from Normal and a university in Iran, of all places, on hemp seed oil and multiple sclerosis. A look at the new L.A. pot shop future, and Massachusetts trying to raise some money on the backs of sick people. All that coming up on The Russ Belville Show.
It's simply business. It's simply business. It's simply business. You know why they won't let us grow. It's simply business.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420 friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
It's simply business. It's simply business. It's simply business. You know why they won't let us grow.
the law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. Please do not give up your precious liberties. There's nothing wrong with standing up for our constitutional rights, and in fact, it's the only way to honor the Constitution that recognizes our natural rights. Treat law enforcement with respect, and respect the Constitution by standing up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, stand up for your rights by repeating, I respectfully invoke all my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak to my attorney, Omar Figueroa. Omar Figueroa has more than a decade of experience in federal and California courts and graduated from Yale University, Stanford Law School, and Trial Lawyers College. Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215. Or on the web at www.
We're going back to San Francisco. That's right, everyone. The High Times Medical Cannabis Cup is returning to the Bay on June 22nd and 23rd. Come to the Craneway Pavilion in Richmond, California for a High Times celebration of the best weed in the world. Meet the top cannabis businesses of the Golden State. Hear experts discuss indoor and outdoor growing. Find out about cannabis cuisine. Learn about the exciting new world of concentrates. Enjoy a massive medication area reserved for California medical marijuana patients only. And don't forget our swinging Saturday night concert when the stars come out. But as everybody knows, it's all about the cannabis. On Sunday night, we present the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup Awards for Best Sativa, Best Indica, Best Hybrid, Best Concentrate, Best Edibles, and more. Plus, we honor a living legend of the modern cannabis movement, San Francisco's own Dennis Perrone. That's June 22nd and 23rd at the Craneway Pavilion in Richmond, California. Go to MedCanCup.com for details. Be part of the growing cannabis community.
This is your 420 Radio News for Friday, May 24th, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. Police arrested four in raids on Southern Oregon medical marijuana dispensaries from the registered guard. Police arrested four people in raids on medical marijuana dispensaries in Southern Oregon. Medford Police Chief Tim George said the arrest Thursday followed a two-year investigation in which undercover police bought marijuana. The Mail Tribune reports that among the four was Lori Duckworth, executive director of the Southern Oregon chapter of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. She faces 22 counts of conspiracy to deliver marijuana within 1,000 feet of a school. Authorities said the group's office in Medford is within 1,000 feet of New Dimension Christian School. Others arrested and their charges. Leland Arden Duckworth, age 49, also of Southern Oregon Normal, 22 counts of conspiracy to deliver marijuana within 1,000 feet of a school. David James Bond, 44, who is affiliated with Puffin Stuff, 8 counts of conspiracy to deliver marijuana within 1,000 feet of a school. And Michael Robert Shano, age 40, owner of The Green Compass and The Compass, 4 counts of conspiracy to deliver marijuana, 4 counts of conspiracy to manufacture marijuana, delivery of marijuana, and manufacture of marijuana. Lori Duckworth, Leland Duckworth, and Shano remained in jail Friday morning. Police said they also searched the suspects' homes. Actress Amanda Bynes arrested in New York City on marijuana charges from Time.com. Actress Amanda Bynes appeared disheveled in a long blonde wig and sweats Friday in a criminal court where she was charged with reckless endangerment after police said she heaved a marijuana bong out of her Manhattan apartment building. The 27-year-old former child star was arrested Thursday evening after building officials at her Midtown apartment called police to complain she was rolling a joint and smoking pot in the lobby. The officers went to her apartment on the 36th floor where they said they saw heavy smoke and a bong sitting on the kitchen counter. She said she tossed the bong out the window in front of them, prosecutors said. She then said to police, it was just a vase, according to a Manhattan assistant district attorney. She was also charged with attempted tampering with evidence and unlawful possession of marijuana, all misdemeanors. New study says hemp seed oil associated with improved clinical and immunological parameters in multiple sclerosis from the Normal blog. The consumption of legal hemp seed nutritional oil in conjunction with the intake of evening primrose oils and restricted diets high in hot-natured foods such as pepper, low in saturated fats and sugars, is associated with significant improvement in symptom management and immunological characteristics in subjects with multiple sclerosis, according to clinical trial data published this month in the scientific journal BioImpacts. Researchers at Tabriz University of Medical Sciences in Iran assessed the impact of hemp seed oil, evening primrose oils, and a restricted diet for a period of 6 months in 23 patients diagnosed with relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis. Researchers reported that participants in the study's completion were healthier in comparison to baseline, concluding that clinical and immunological parameters showed improvement in the patients after the intervention. They noted the hemp seed oil possesses potent antioxidant properties and also likely acts on specific signaling pathways that regulate inflammatory responses, two characteristics that would presumably make it beneficial in the treatment of multiple sclerosis. Massachusetts proposes fees for medical marijuana program from the Boston Herald. State public health officials are proposing a fee structure for the state's new medical marijuana program. Under draft regulations filed Friday, patients certified to receive medical marijuana would pay a $50 annual registration fee to the state. Those who qualify for a hardship license to cultivate marijuana at home would pay an additional $100 fee. The proposed rules call for marijuana dispensaries to pay an annual $1,500 application fee, followed by a $30,000 charge for the second phase of licensing. Both fees would be non-refundable. Licensed dispensaries would then pay an annual registration fee of $50,000. The voter-approved law allows for up to 35 dispensaries in Massachusetts to provide marijuana to patients suffering from certain medical conditions. New law on medical marijuana shops faces hazy future from the LA Times. The over 700 dispensaries that opened before the 2007 moratorium have been given letters issuing that they need to close to come into compliance. Experts predict this will be quite difficult when some of them are generating $1 million to $2 million a month. Lawsuits are pending. This has been your 420 Radio News for Friday, May 24th, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. When we come back, we go behind the headlines and take a look at our drug czar, Gil Kerlikowske, and the latest report from the Arrestee Drug Abuse Monitoring System, or ADAM-2. We'll also tell you what they're leaving out from this report when we come back. You're listening to The Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org.
Thrasher from the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Now get ready for Herb Age Designs for the proud cannabis consumer. Herb Age Designs, lifestyle gear for the 420 friendly. Herb Age Designs, home of the famous lighter leash. Herb Age Designs, get your Herb Age t-shirts and hoodies and show your pride. Herb Age Designs, we've got frisbee golf discs and durable hemp gear. Herb Age Designs. We've got shot glasses, drinking glasses, coffee mugs, and beer cozies. Check us out on Facebook and online at herbagedesigns.com. And follow Herb Age and Herb Thrasher on Twitter. We'll see you at this year's Hemp Fest. Crank it up!
Look, when I was a kid, I inhaled frequently. That was the point.
Remember, Mr. President, you once were just one bust away from being Barry the drug criminal.
Life ain't a box of chocolates gum. That's why people smoke weed and take bumps and drink way too damn much and get drunk and do it all over.
Welcome back. Time for us to go behind the headlines. And in the headlines today, the drug czar Gil Kerlikowske is out trumpeting the new ADAM-2 report. That's adult drug abuse monitoring. Arrestee drug abuse monitoring, excuse me, where they survey and test people that are arrested and have various statistics to back this up. The story coming out of McClatchy, one of the DC news services, headlines it with marijuana is drug most often linked to crime. Marijuana is linked to crime. So Gil Kerlikowske, the drug czar, said Thursday that we got to dismiss legalization as a bumper sticker approach, and said the study by his office showed a strong link between drug use and crime. 80% of the adult males arrested for crimes in Sacramento, California last year tested positive for at least one illegal drug. marijuana was the most commonly detected drug, found in 54% of those arrested. Researchers found that marijuana was the most popular drug used by men who'd been arrested in all the cities, ranging from a low of 37% in Atlanta to a high of 58% in Chicago. Chicago also had the highest overall positive test results, with 86% of the men found to have had at least one drug in their bloodstreams. Saying that drugs are fueling much of the crime in the United States, Kerlikowske used the study to make a pitch for more treatment. Really? Quote, "That means addressing those factors that contribute to drug offenses, factors that all too often include the disease of addiction," Kerlikowske said in a speech at the Urban Institute, a public policy research center in Washington. "It means abandoning simplistic bumper sticker approaches, such as boiling the issue down to a war on drugs or outright legalization," end quote. Now, you know me, Adam 2's report is out, so I look shit up. So I took a look at it, and it's very interesting in this report because part of the data that they research for Adam 2, in addition to testing the arrestees for drugs, is asking them whether or not they use alcohol, and specifically whether or not they'll use 5 drinks or more at a sitting. Now, that information, strangely enough, is not included in this report from the Office of National Drug Control Policy, where they're trying to link marijuana to crime. And of course, Reason.com picked up on this as well. The Drug Czar report on crime and drug use is really a report about being poor and getting caught. The reason that marijuana is so often detected in people that commit crimes is because marijuana is so often detected in people. Period. It's a very popular drug. And it lasts in your system for a very, very long time, so you're going to get a disproportionate number of people that are going to test positive for marijuana compared to people using other drugs, crack, meth, whatever it might be, cocaine, that will flush out of their system within a few days. There could be a huge disparity there. Reason writes this up. In addition to asking arrestees how often they used illegal drugs in the past year, interviewers also asked them how often they consumed 5 or more alcoholic drinks, but the drug use statistics are included in the report. The alcohol data are not. Now, Reason's got a Freedom of Information Act request in on this to find out what the report was here. But when we look at a previous report, now this does go back to 2006, but it's from the Pacific Institute for Research and Evaluation. They found crimes attributable to alcohol cost $84 billion, more than 2 times the $38 billion attributable to drugs. And furthermore, we must examine how much of this crime and what you're talking about here is someone committing a crime because of drugs, or committing a crime because drugs are illegal, or the crime was just having the drugs in the first place. This could make a huge difference when we're talking about whether there's any correlation or causation involved here. If you have a situation where 12-13% of the American public is using marijuana, it's not a surprise to find that a lot of people, especially poorer people, especially people getting caught for nuisance crimes, are going to have marijuana in their systems. When you actually look at this Adam data, you find a lot more correlation to statistics having to do with whether or not they had a high school education, what their income level was, what the relative crime level was in the area they've been arrested, how many economic opportunities are available there. There are about 19 other things we could point the finger at from this Adam data, but of course, Gil Kerlikowske and the Project Sammers and the rehab industries got to find some way to reposition the drug war that only 7% of the American public believes we're winning. That only 6% of the American public believes there should be any jail time for marijuana whatsoever, and places out here on the West Coast where we are now getting strong majorities that believe there should be a legalization and regulation of marijuana. So they are losing this battle. They're desperate to find a way to change that school to prison pipeline, that neighborhood to prison pipeline, into the neighborhood to rehab pipeline. Keep the money flowing, keep the grant money going, and keep these rehabbers in business, and maintain the criminality of marijuana, which is used as a pretext to get people in the system.
that was weird. I, like, felt 420 come on. I was, like, reading something, and then I said, just stopped and said, it's time to do something.
It's amazing how that circadian rhythm kicks in.
Right then.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would sell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
What's happening, cool cats? This is Big Daddy, and I want you to cruise on over to the Funky Roller Rink. We'll be grooving all night long.
I like it.
Doors open at 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific, every Thursday night.
Funky. Delicious.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod-safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Rockin' Friday, featuring rock, metal, and the hard edge of alternative country. You can get downloads and more information about all our Daily Toker Tunes by visiting music.radicalrust.com. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tune.
All right, we got Herb Thrasher on the line. And like I mentioned earlier, you know, we've had the individuals on the show. Now we've got the separates. This is going to be great. What's up, Herb?
That's right, man. We've got the separates. And, you know, I don't know a dang thing about these boys, man. We're doing great, man. We're looking forward to the last show from Rolla J Studios tonight on the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. And we're moving on, dude. We're moving up. That's how it works.
Yeah, yeah, and we want to thank you for, we previewed last night the Rolla Tide Studios, which is going to be a nice little compact setup down there, and it's going to rock. It's going to be really cool.
Yeah, it seems to be a kind of working out for us. It's gonna, we're going to make it work, and we're going to make it into a whole nice little cozy studio. So looking forward to seeing what Rolla Tide Studios has in store for us.
Now, I know we were talking last night, and I'm not going to give nothing away. Did you manage to pull off what you wanted for the show tonight? Or, I mean, what's happening for tonight's show?
No, we're going to look at some tunes and just kind of have fun and reminisce. I tried to go and hit a home run and get these boys a big one. But, you know, sometimes we win, sometimes we lose. But the thing about it is Herb Thrasher don't quit.
That's right.
And so we've got all summer, we've got all fall, and I'll continue to keep trying to bring you guys grand slams. But we're going to look at some tunes, man. We'll definitely have to look at some Doors, the Doors. Mm-hmm. We've had a passing in the music world, and we'll talk about that musical monster that Ray was. And look at Graveyard. They have a tune, man, that it always reminded me of the Doors, and it's a great night to bring that on. And then I'm going to introduce you guys to Ghoul Town. That's one of the bands that hopefully not a lot of you guys know of, and we're going to look at them and just have a good time and talk about tragic stories going on in Oregon.
All right, man. So we got a tune here for the Rockin' Friday. We don't know much about it. The Separates.
Yeah, today we have the Separates. I don't know, man. You know, I saw this title, and with all the news that happened yesterday, this title just slapped me right across the face and was like, we've got to play this song. And all it's right. The title, Save Me From The Weed. I mean, you know, it's like all you guys keep up with this show, you keep up with this community, and you know that we're just beaten down out there by the police and by the political strangles that continue prohibition. And yesterday was no different. And unfortunately, it looks like all those cops, all those agencies feel like they are saving us all from the weed. And so, sorry I don't have much information on this band. They're German. And, dude, everything I looked at was all written in German. I was like, dude, I ain't got time to fucking deal with this. And so, it was like, go Germany, man. We love Germany. We love all the bands from Germany. And I thought, man, here's another great band from Germany. So here you guys go. A little bit of punk rock. The Separates. Turn it up, folks. We'll see you guys tonight on Earth Thrasher Flower Hour. Save Me From The Weed.
That there was one question that was voted on that ranked fairly high, and that was whether legalizing marijuana would improve the economy and job creation. And I don't know what this says about the online audience, but...
My apologies for the track mix-up. This is The Separates with Save Me From The Weed.
Could easily Keith Straub. I'm legal counsel at Normal, and I'm the old guy who founded Normal back in 1970. I also recently published a book by High Times Press entitled It's Normal to Smoke Pot. I look forward to joining you at the Texas Regional Seminar coming up on June 7th through 9th. The seminar theme is Grabbing Prohibition by the Horns. And one thing for certain, we are at the tipping point in this country, and we are well into the process of ending prohibition once and for all. Hope to see you in Fort Worth in early June. Thank you.
What? Free weed! Free weed! Danny Danko on the Normal Radio. Free weed!
Ah, yes, it's time for our Cultivator's Corner. Every fourth Friday of the month, we visit with Danny Danko, the cultivation editor from High Times Magazine. But Danny's on the road right now, or more appropriately, in the air. He's on his way to Amsterdam. He might even be there by now. Hope he has a good time. I can't imagine he wouldn't, being in Amsterdam and all. But from High Times Presents, we have some video of Danny, a new video that's filmed about the newest LED technology, and I thought that would be good to fill in this segment, followed by some recycling tips from Danny and an overview, a longer overview of the High Times U.S. Cannabis Cup, featuring some video of yours truly. So stick around. We'll be back after these videos.
Hey, what's up everybody? This is Danny Danko from High Times Magazine, and I'm here with Mike. He is the mad scientist over here at Rocky Mountain High in Denver. And we've been checking out a bunch of different grow operations here, and this is an experimental LED operation. And this is actually the best results I have seen from strictly LED growing ever right now. Tell me a little bit about what's going on here, this LED testing.
Okay, well, we actually have a green crack strain here. We have a control room that has five lights of HPS with digital boughs, which is our typical method of growing. All the clones have been cut from the same mom, so we get good results. This spectrum up here is a F3 spectrum, and it's mostly blues and reds. The spectrum down here is the same housing, but it's a array that's called the X5 spectrum. This light spectrum was actually designed by NASA scientists that did work in outer space with LED. It has more in the green range, and it can penetrate the canopy better. What else can I tell you? The arrays have 16 diodes in each one. They're able to keep 95% of the light in the beam angle. So for whatever beam angle we want to focus the light in, we can keep all the light energy in there. And nobody else with LEDs is able to do that right now. They only get about 50% of light in the beam angle, so they get a lot of side lighting that the canopy does not see.
Huh, interesting. And so the benefits of using LEDs or light-emitting diode technology is reduced electricity bills, and, you know, better efficiency, I guess, from the lights?
The energy consumption is less, not dramatically less, when you get the intensity you need from the plant. You see that there's an awful lot of LED light bars here.
Uh-huh.
Now, we are kicking these lights at about, I'd say, 30% higher than what an HPS light can put out. Another big thing we have is when you move your PAR meter around on this canopy, there is no fluctuation. When you move it in a typical hood, I don't care whose hood you're using, you drop from the middle out to the side about four times. So the plants, you'll always see the grow. The plants in the middle do the best, and then the light trails off dramatically quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that this plant canopy is identical.
Yeah.
It's the most even plant canopy I've ever seen.
Now, there's also a reduction in the amount of heat.
That's the big savings, is the HVAC. We're also seeing from an initial trial we did that was much smaller scale, that the plants are finishing up about a week and a half quicker. And so far, the initial results were that we got about 15% better yield. I'm hoping for 20 to 30% better yield on this crop.
Wow.
The other thing I see that's different is the leaves are less pliable. They're much more rigid than we look at the HPS lights. the leaves are much more flexible and thinner. And you see that even the stems are getting trichome production. Huh. And all the fan leaves have a lot of trichome production. I also see the anthocyanins are producing really quickly on these, and that's a natural pesticide. But we do see a lot more purpling, the anthocyanin production in the stems.
Wow, cool, excellent. Well, thank you so much for having us here to check out this experimental LED grow here at Rocky Mountain High Facilities in Denver, Colorado. Thank you, Mike.
Yep, thank you.
All right. Danny Danko here, Senior Cultivation Editor of High Times Magazine. In my travels, I get to see a lot of different grow spaces, and I'm always amazed by some of the innovations and repurposing ideas that growers have to reuse products and to grow better plants. Now, we're here in the gardens of DJ Stone in Rhode Island, and we actually have DJ on hand to explain a little bit about this. So, am I right? Are these laundry buckets and laundry baskets and old crates and stuff here?
Yeah, old milk crates, and they have great big holes, and as you can see, we lined them here with some landscape meshes that allows oxygen and air right into the roots, so while the fans are circulating, the roots get great stimulation.
Wow. Oh, that's excellent. And so, do you notice that the plants grow better when they get more oxygen to the roots?
Of course, our whole garden here is strictly organic here. We make our own mixture of soils, and the nutrients are right in the soils to begin with. So it's all natural, all organic, and the roots here just absolutely, sometimes they poke right through the mesh. Well, you know, smart pots and a lot of those other spots cost a lot of money, and these things here, they're reusable every time. You just take it out, rinse it off, throw some new landscape lining in there, and you're all set.
Well, that's real cool how you've been able to, use eco-friendly techniques like reusing other materials for a new purpose. So, thanks for the tip.
Sleeping on the train, sleeping on Mesero Lab out in the rain, without even a single slice of pizza to my name.
Bobby Black here at the first ever U.S. Cannabis Cup here in Denver, 420 weekend. All right, we are here with Tucker from Pink House. He runs the Cherry Creek Shop. How's it going, Tucker?
Good, how are you doing today?
Pretty good, pretty good. So what's this experience been like for you?
It's been pretty incredible this time. This really represents freedom for everyone here. We have a lot of people from out of states. I've talked to people from Hawaii, a lot of people from Texas, Indiana, South Dakota. There's all sorts of states where really, I mean, marijuana is very, very illegal, and they can't imagine anything like this. I've been talking to people that they've been put in jail for smoking a joint, things like that, and just to have an open cannabis event where people can smoke and be a part of the community is really amazing. So it's been really positive. Everyone's been really happy, and our booths have been really busy, and I think everyone's really liked it.
We are here with Emily, our Miss High Times 2012.
There's so many people here just enjoying this beautiful herb and dabs. It's awesome.
What's your reign been like as Miss High Times?
A whirlwind. I've enjoyed like every second of it. I've gotten to go like to a different continent, like all different states, so it's been a whole lot of fun.
But it's legal to smoke in your house and in your friend's house. It's legal to have up to an ounce. It's not contraband.
Right.
It is a sea change. It is such a wonderful change. Yeah. I knew we were going to win it. I wasn't sure I would live to see it, and it is a rare thrill to have done that.
All right, we are here with Ryan, the proprietor of Grassroots California, the finest headwear this side of the Mississippi or anywhere else.
We made 210 of this version and 210 of a strap pack. And as always, there's a custom liner with your secret stash pocket. And we actually sold out of these at the event, but they will be available on High Times website in the coming weeks.
Have there been any highlights for you, anything that stands out in your mind?
Man, just the amount of people here really shows the community that High Times has really built up throughout the years, and it's great to see everyone out here, showcasing their new products. It's everything here is just amazing.
Big Buddha himself, Milo of Big Buddha Seeds. What's up, brother?
Pleasure to be here. Again, loving Denver at the moment. So it's our first time over here, and it's been our going on since yesterday, and we've loved every single minute of it. It's like a family thing. You know, there's so many guys out there, people who we know and love to share and things. So, you know, we're also meeting new people here, meeting all the new clubs out here as well. And, we're slowly like weighing up the laws and what's available to the people, and yeah, we love it.
All right, we're here with Trey from G-Pen. G-Pen is, of course, the manufacturer of these awesome vapor pens. And for this event, we have a special G-Pen for Snoop Dogg's Reincarnated movie.
Companies are out here just showing love for each other, and there hasn't been any fighting, there hasn't been any violence. It's just been really, really cool, really professional. We've been able to come in here and do what we do best and just share with people and share people's experiences and talk with them.
Here in the medicating area at the U.S. Cannabis Cup here in Denver, and I'm here with Nelson, the hash maker for the clinic. What's up, man?
It's been a wild ride. I mean, the past 2 years, I mean, ever since last year, we kind of blew up and really put us on the map. So obviously, it's been a busy year with everything that's been going on in Colorado. It's been a really good, great year. It's been fun. It's been exciting. And I mean, we're all excited for things to come.
The greatest threats to liberty has been the government taking people's liberty for things that people are in favor of. The Pew Research Group shows that 52% of Americans think marijuana should not be illegal. And yet there are people in jail, and your Justice Department's continuing to put people in jail for sale and use, on occasion, of marijuana. That's something the American public has finally caught up with. It was a cultural lag, and it's been an injustice for 40 years in this country to take people's liberty for something that was similar to alcohol. You have continued what is allowing the Mexican cartels power and the power to make money, ruin Mexico, and hurt our country by having a prohibition in the late 20th and 21st century. We saw it didn't work in this country in the 20s. We remedied it. This is the time to remedy this prohibition. And I would hope you would do.
Warning. Hits taken on this show are larger than they appear. Do not try this at home. These people are professionals.
Or at least. You want answers?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You want answers?
You have offended my family.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
And you have offended a Shaolin temple.
You can't handle the truth.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Radical rant.
Well, today, folks, not so much of a rant, more of a remembrance and reminiscence. Today is our last day at Rolla J Studios. And For those of you that don't know, and maybe it's not obvious, Rolla J Studios is my home. This is where I live. This is actually a basement studio that we've built down here, and lived upstairs. And the short story, of course, is that my wife and I are separating, right, to getting divorced. So she's moving to Florida, and I'm moving to somewhere. Don't know where, but it won't be here. So this is the last day that we will have operational live shows from this particular studio. Later tonight, 8 o'clock on the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour, that'll be the official last show, because late night show and all. But this is the last one that I'll be doing here for this podcast hour. And this all began, you know, when I took the podcasting job for Normal on what was my 40th birthday. It was January 31st, 2008, and did kind of a test podcast. And then in February, was later hired on as a contractor with Normal to take the reins from Chris Goldstein, a fantastic activist out there in New Jersey, and did that show for about a year as just a recorded podcast, a little 30-minute thing. And then just continued to build it and turned it into an hour-long podcast, and then turned it into a live show, and then a two-hour live show, and just continued to create what I always dreamed of, which is kind of a marijuana channel, not just a puff and tough, smoking bongs marijuana channel. There's plenty of that. Not that it's bad or anything. We have some of that here as well. But somewhere that activists could come, somewhere where people who not just wanted to smoke pot and liked smoking pot, but wanted to do something about it, could get some information, hear about other people in their area that were trying to do the same thing, build communities, build networks, and actually make a change here. And that's one of the things I'm proudest of in this show, is the activists that I've gotten to meet, the people who have kind of just blossomed, as members of this community and gone on to become incredible activists. People like, Cannabis Cure UK and Georgia Mom for Marijuana and Lively Libra and people out there that are, fighting the good fight. So I wanted to take some time to think about that and think about this journey, which has been quite an amazing one, going from, a contractor with Normal to live show, being on Normal's payroll to being not on Normal's payroll and contracted with another group, and then not being with that group and going to independence. And through it all, now we've made it 201 shows and made it this far, just kind of crawling along, taking the baby steps and rebuilding time after time, mistake after mistake, but continuing to push on, because I really do believe in this. I believe I'm most qualified and suited to do exactly what I'm doing. I've never felt that way about anything in my life. This is the one thing where I've thought, yes, I am the square peg for the square hole. This is the perfect fit for me. So it's not just about me, though, of course. I wanted to take this time more so to think about all the other people who've contributed so much and believed so much in me to get me to this spot. Of course, Normal, I wouldn't be here without Normal, without Alan St. Pierre, Keith Strop, Paul Armentano, who are amazing activists, great colleagues, and good friends. And I'm so glad that they helped me get where I am, as well as all the supporters at Normal and the board and all the people I met through Normal, all the activists, the contacts I've made, wouldn't be where I'm at. I mean, really, the riches I have are not monetary. They're personal. They're relationships and people. And so I truly appreciate that they opened the door for me and gave me the platform to get where I'm at. I've got to give big thanks to Cannabis Carrie, of course. If you don't know, she hasn't been on the show for this year for the most part. She's been working, but she's still a huge supporter of the show and will probably be back in from time to time. But for the first, 4 years or so, she was my Robin Quivers to my Howard Stern, right? She was my news reader and sounding board, and sometimes, would take the time to correct me. And if you don't know, also, Cannabis Carrie is actually probably my best friend in the world since, her and Cousin Kenny, in that I've known her since 1992. We used to be roommates and so forth. So thanks so much, Carrie, for all that work you put in, all that time putting those stories together with the other 3, 4, 5, 6 volunteer jobs you do. Just amazing. Thank you so much. And of course, I got to thank Ganja John for being Ganja John. That's what he does. But I remember meeting him and him being so frightened and shy and scared, and legitimately so, from all the medical things he's gone through. But below that, I could see a guy, I just have this sense, and I could just see a guy that had a certain kind of talent, a certain kind of charisma, and we brought him onto the show for an interview. We just got along great. And he's gone on now from being, you know, co-host on the show and having his own show. And now he's Cannabis Cup winner and just doing all sorts of great things. So appreciate all the time he came in day after day to be a part of the show, to help engineer the show. Great work, John. Thank you so much. And then Wiz Calico, our intern. Calico came in as an intern. We met him at the Global Cannabis March. And he figured out that he could get college credit for doing this. So he did. And he brought a real spark to the show. And I just know he's just begun. He's getting so many contacts right now. And when he gets back out to the islands out there to Hawaii, the kingdom, you know, that he'll be able to take it a long way and legalize high. I know that's coming. Of course, Herb Thrasher, who's going to support us with the Rolotide Studios, but has been, you know, a person who's also believed in this vision of bringing a cannabis-themed radio network to reality. He's dedicated a ton of time to it as well. Thank you so much, Herb Thrasher, for being a part of this. And then Brian the Red right here, one of the only people I knew who's a bigger geek than me, gets my Dungeons & Dragons jokes. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. Thank you so much for volunteering your time and coming out here and being a part of the show. So much help that you give me, especially on the road gigs.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I've always kind of had that same feeling. You know, we're doing this not just to say, hey, look, we love weed. We're doing this to say, hey, look, we need to do something about how we're being treated because of our weed.
Yeah.
You know, and the network just seemed like the strongest way to do that. So I'm just really glad that I was able to, you know, come in and help out and, you know, and do my show and, you know.
And that's the other thing. I've gotten a reggae education that I never had before and an all new appreciation of the genre that has risen it in my estimation. Quite a bit.
I didn't think that, you know, you could do something like that, especially with Russ and music.
You know, this is really good. No, really good. Thank you so much. And there's a whole bunch of other folks, of course, you know, Timmy Harris, a.k.a. Big Daddy Fink, who takes care of the daunting task of dealing with the three different licensing agencies that we have to deal with for our music, as well as contributing all the artwork that gives us such the professional look and feel. That's just amazing. Adam Hand out of Handmade Apparel for, I don't know how many donation shirts he's given me at this point for every time I've had a new logo, every time there's been a new crew, he's come up with, you know, he's been, you know, on the spot for us to help us out. So big thanks to Adam Hand, Al Olson up in Seattle, for all the guidance and mentoring, Jody Emery in Vancouver, for the support, Allison Holcomb with the Washington campaign, so helpful. Mason Tvert with the Colorado campaign, who was so supportive and helpful. All the Oregon activists. And, you know, of course, I'd be remiss in not mentioning Iva Cunningham, my, well, now former wife, but will always be dear in my heart and is still in there in my best friends category. It's been tough trying to make this transition and to have this new world and to change literally everything, but it is all for the best. And I want people to know that there is no animosity or acrimony going on here. It is so odd. It's very odd, but it's very good. And everything's happening for the best and the right reasons. So don't worry about that. We remain great friends, and A Different View will remain on this network. We'll continue to have a show. Jennifer Alexander, for all the donation of time and research and effort she puts into. One of the few people I know who has that weird brain like mine that must organize stuff. You know, I know what I know what that can be like to live with. So, Jennifer, you have all my respect in the world. I got to thank, of course, Madeline Martinez and the people with Oregon Normal who got me into activism and even got me into contact with the National Normal people in the first place. That was a miracle waiting to happen. And, of course, the supporters out there, you know, Omar Figueroa from the law firm that, you know, helped keep our biggest supporter, Rola J, you know, out of prison. That's of all the things that this show, if anything, I would point to, you know, say, to be proud of. That's one of the things right there, is just knowing that me just talking about weed helped to do that, to help to keep someone out of prison. And to know that there's activists out there like Cannabis Cure or Georgia Mom, and that some people have taken inspiration from what I've said, or taken, you know, some of the presentations or information I've brought and used that in the fight. That's what this show's all about. That's what I'm all about. You know, it's, I get haters sometimes. I get people that demean me sometimes. And one of them today on Twitter was saying the kids table of media, and I was two dimensional, right? And those things just kind of slink. They actually make me chuckle a little. They go right off my back, water off a duck's back, because to me, you can talk about money or ratings or numbers, and it's irrelevant to me, because I care about you. I care about talking to you, and it's the quality of this audience to know that, you know, Dr. Lester Grinspoon will give me a call every now and then, to know that I got, you know, Keith Straub on speed dial, to know that I can contact the leaders of any reform org, pretty much any reform org, in almost every state, and be able to get them for comment. This is what I gauge in what we're doing this for, and this is why I'm so happy to keep doing it. So as we continue, just to let you know, Tuesday we will have a show, and it'll be from the Roll the Tide Studios. You get a look at that. And then Wednesday through Friday, we're on the road. We're heading to Aspen, so I guess we're not on the road. We're in the air. But that following week, we will bring you as much live and remote coverage as we can. I'm still working out exactly how it all works. We got to set up Roll the Tide Studios to find out. We'll get that all figured out. So June will be fun. Stick with us at 420 Radio. Thanks to all our supporters. Like I said, Omar Figueroa, TGA Seeds, Handmade Apparel, Alternative Medical Choices, Randy. Thank you, Randy, for taking us to Aspen. We appreciate that. But that's all the time we got here for Hour 1. Stay tuned for Hour 2. We'll talk more and hang out, me and Brian the Red. Until next time, take care of each other, Tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. Come on, take a seat, you're planning, you're growing, you're giant, you're rolling, you're smoking. You take a seat, you're planning, you're growing, you're giant, you're rolling.